This is a color picture, rectangular landscape format. In the foreground, it's sunny and it's probably in the summer, judging by following clues. Okay, in the foreground, there's the tail end of a white car with the trunk open. There's a young boy sitting in the trunk. He's wearing denim shorts with a black belt and medium blue, sort of periwinkle colored t-shirt that looks slightly too large for him. He looks tanned. He has short hair, shorter in the back and a little puffier on the top, and with bangs, and we see him almost from profile. He's holding one big ball. It looks like a beach ball with stars or something on it in his left hand. It's a gray ball with yellow and stars and like red dots or something. And he's extending his right hand towards a soccer ball, black and white soccer ball, which is handed to him by the person to the right of him, who may be his mother, a young woman in a flowery long summer dress just above the ankles from what sticks out behind the suitcase. She's wearing a short sleeve cardigan on top of it. The dress is V-neck, which looks like button opening down the front. She's wearing no jewelry. She also seems to have short cropped hair. Like I said, no jewelry, dark hair. She also looks slightly tan. She doesn't even have a bracelet or watch or whatever. So as I said, in the right hand, she's extending the soccer ball to this young boy. In the left hand, and sort of under her arm, she has a magenta towel and a blue large big towels folded up under her arm. And we can see the two red braided straps, which I believe is a red purse that she's also wearing over her left shoulder. At her feet, and her feet are actually hidden, there's a large suitcase with a handle, strap on top, a pocket in the front, hard edges, sort of cream colored with faded roses and like faded colors of pale pink, and there's some blue flowers also on the cream background. Moving towards the sort of in the center of the picture near her left shoulder is and this woman has her eyes closed and a big smile. Okay, next to her there's a young girl who looks slightly older than the boy. She also has brown hair. She's in profile, no jewelry, no bangs. Her hair is swept back from her face in a ponytail that reaches down past her shoulders. She's wearing a lime green t-shirt, which also seems a little big for her, and denim shorts with a dark, possibly black or dark blue belt. She's wearing grayish running shoes with laces and short ankle socks. One of them is a little lower and folded over, maybe with a lace edge. In her right hand, she's holding what looks like a thermos, white handle, white top, and the bottom part is red. In her left hand, she's holding a black folding chair. She is looking up at the fourth person in the picture, who's a tall man, also seen in profile, black short hair. It's hard to see. His face is sort of turning away, a little less than profile. He's smiling at her, and she's smiling back at him. He's also tan. He's wearing a dark gray polo, button front polo with a collar, short sleeves, slit at the bottom, and white shorts with a pocket at least on the left side, which faces the camera. In his left hand, he's holding a black carryall with brownish beige straps and brown protective corners around the edges. And he's wearing, looks like, loafers and no socks. And in his right hand, which is behind him, so it's hard to tell, I think he's holding a larger thermos or an ice box with a white handle, red top, and yellowish bottom. And behind all these people, completely undetected, is a skunk, his tail half raised and the rest drooping. And he seems intent on watching the black suit, the black carry-all that the man is carrying. He's completely unawares, but he's about, his nose is about 3 inches from the back of the man's leg. So someone's in for a surprise. In the foreground it looks like a field of clover, actually. It's grassy, but tiny little white flowers, round flowers, like little pompons. I'm assuming it's clover. And behind, sort of in the middle field, is what look like ferns in front of a broken split rail fence. And there's a bit of a log. And behind the fence, towards the back of the picture, there's an open shelter. At least two-thirds of it are open, with corbels holding up the roof. The roof looks like a gray unfinished wood. The building seems to be white. As I said, the front is divided into at least three sections, and one section is covered in white pine or whatever planking. The other two side, the other sides are open. It seems dark in there. There's no windows and there's a big roof over it. But I don't think it's a picnic area, because it looks like there's a white cast iron bed in there. So maybe it's like a garage sale. In the front of this building, there's a white round table and some chairs set out. I don't know if it's for sale, for sitting, or whatever. Towards the back of the picture is just really a wall of deciduous trees. They look deciduous. There's a bit of blue sky you can see towards the trees. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's the number 30 printed. I think that's it.